This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, July 10th edition of Byers & Company. Angela's back from the YMCA. We'll take a little trip to the Conservation District, Rock Springs, the Hot 25. Richie Wolf and Steve Gensler will be with us from the Bob Brady Auto Company. Starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
The devil went down to Georgia. Can you tell me the year that peaked at number three on not just country music charts, but literally the Billboard Hot 100?
I'll be honest, I don't have a single, I couldn't even guess the decade. Legitimately, it's just been a hit as far as I've known.
1979 was the year. And here's the more interesting point. When you say a song peaked at number three, who held out at one and two and you know, fielded it off? Like, okay, you're done at three. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that answer. Would you like to know?
Absolutely.
After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay.
And My Sharona by The Knack.
Wow. Really? Which one of those was number one?
My Sharona.
Wow. Okay.
So that's what held out in 1979 and kept Charlie Daniels and the Charlie Daniels Band from number one. The fiddle is an interesting thing. How many songs reached number three on the Hot 100 with a fiddle involved?
Man, I don't know. Maybe a Dave Matthews song is one I can think of. I know you do not like Dave Matthews. I know that. I know where
it's not that I don't like Dave Matthews. I don't like Dave Matthews fans, which then makes me not like Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
I had the same feeling about the Grateful Dead, by the way.
Dave Matthews, while I was in college, I bet there wasn't.
And Fish.
There wasn't a single day that I was on campus that I didn't hear Dave Matthews. I mean, he was the soundtrack of college.
And you're making a point, and I think you're just making my point.
No, you're not wrong.
Did you like it?
I like it. I think I have the same opinion as you. I went to a Dave Matthews concert and enjoyed it, but I didn't like I didn't like who I was there with collectively.
Yeah.
The thousands in attendance.
By the way, they changed the lyrics to "Cause I Told You Once, You Son of a Gun," which mm-hmm. was the original "Son of a"
yep.
on the album. For the radio.
Oh, okay.
A little self-censorship with the Charlie Daniels Band. Other than that, I have no connection at all. I mean, the guy was around forever.
Mm-hmm. Played around here quite a bit, too.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Like where?
I think Springfield. I think he might have even played in Decatur, to be honest with you.
Okay, maybe so. Interesting song, interesting band, interesting life, and rest in peace. And sad that, you know, people today, like, just funerals are just not able to be what they should be. I feel really bad for those folks. Mm-hmm. Anybody over the last 4 months that has had to bury a loved one, or, you know, it's just not been the same.
No.
Including for Charlie Daniels. And how old was he?
73, I think I heard.
That's all?
I thought that's what they said.
Hang on. Well, he was, you got to be kidding me.
Am I right?
He was born in that's years active. Wait a minute, born. He was born in 1936. He's 83 years.
83. Okay.
Okay. So I was going to say that he's a guy who looked 80 in his 40s.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, I was going to be stunned if he was only 73 years old.
Yeah.
83. Okay. Rest in peace. And I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little fiddle, you know, on the old Alexa this weekend.
Right.
I haven't heard that song in a very long time. Never. I didn't really like the song. I remember in 1979, I would have been 11 years old, and it was clearly a thing. But there was a time, right,
mm-hmm.
when every time John Travolta did a movie, we had a seismic culture shift in this country about music and what was popular.
Sure.
I mean, we went from Saturday Night Fever to Grease to Urban Cowboy in what seemed like a very short period of time, to where it was disco and the Bee Gees and platform heels to the 50s and doo-wop to everybody in a cowboy hat and an automated bowl.
Yeah.
In what seemed like a brief period of time. And it was like, okay, John Travolta, quit making movies.
Yeah, quit setting us up.
We can't keep just completely changing all the cultural norms every time you have a movie come out.
Right.
Angela will remember that. She was around. How are you this morning? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Hanging in there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Did you actually go on a little vacation last weekend?
No.
Did you take some time?
We took some time off. We got a 4-day weekend. We didn't do really anything with it other than just sort of relax, which I guess is in and of
That's
itself
good.
Doing something. Yes.
That's good.
All right. So how are you? Where are you in your personal space right now?
Hey, we're doing well here at the Y. I'm sitting in the aquatics office looking at the lap pool. And, we're open, and it's great seeing people back in here. People are doing a great job respecting each other's space and wearing their masks and cleaning the equipment, and it's great. So, you know, it's awesome when you put stuff on paper and it works.
All right. So, you know, what's been sort of the reaction? I know it's probably all over the place, but what are you hearing from members, you know, who are finally sort of being able to go back to their happy place, back to where they've missed, you know, probably desperately for months? What's been sort of the reaction?
Thank you for opening back up. A lot of people are like, I really needed the pool, or I needed the wellness center. Just lots of positive responses, and they're very appreciative of the steps that were taken to keep everybody safe and the facility clean.
Okay, and any idea about numbers, or is that even possible to tell at this point, as far as percentages?
Yeah, I would say we're seeing an increase in numbers every day. So last week, we were about a third of what we normally would have, a little over a third of what we normally would be at this time. And then this week we're picking up. So that's really good. And quite frankly, that's better than I expected it to be.
Yeah. Who knows? Right. I mean, you just don't, it's hard to gauge. Now walk me through sort of the footprint of the Y. I walk in, and this is mainly to members, but also people who might be interested in joining. I walk in, and what do I see?
So you're going to walk in, and immediately when you come up to our entrance, you're going to see two doors that say enter and two doors that say exit.
Okay.
Walk in, and you're going to see color form-like things on the floor that say 6 feet apart, and then you're going to see things that say please stand here, in case we have lines. Plexiglass on the front. If you are a member, you scan your card, so we don't take any of the cards anymore. You self-scan. We do have somebody at the desk at all time, and if you want to join, absolutely. We're doing a $10 joiner fee for the month of July, and we are getting people to sign up, so it's great. The doors are all open, so you don't have to, with the exception of the front doors, you don't have to touch any doors. So the wellness center, you're going to see a lot of the cardio equipment and half of the gym. And then we've spaced out the remaining cardio equipment in our wellness center. We have the selectorized equipment, which are the machines. And every other one has a red dot or a blue dot. And one day is red and one day is blue, so we can make sure that we keep the social distance between those machines. And there are arrows on the wellness center floor guiding you in which direction that we would like for you to go.
Okay, let's talk about classes.
Yeah.
What is available?
So we have a few classes in the morning and a few classes at night. So we have our 5:30 a.m. classes, mostly an 8 a.m. class. Then we're kind of quiet. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I throw in my Pilates class at 11, which has been very popular. The very first day I had 17 people, which is almost the max that I've ever had. And then at night we do 5 and 6, and we can hold 15 people. 20 max, but if you're doing classes with equipment, we're at 15.
All right. Are there any outdoor classes?
Nope. Everything's moved back in now.
Okay. And then what's been the reaction to that?
Thank you, God.
Okay. Well, it's been hot out.
Especially
yes.
Since the, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It was almost like we opened and then the heat came. So we were very lucky that month that we were outside that it wasn't hideous like it is now.
Okay. What about yoga?
We have yoga on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:30 in the youth gym with Jake.
Okay, that's PM, right? Correct. Yes. Okay. And then what, the training studio, the locker rooms, just walk me through some of what we would have just taken for granted before, but now you got to think about it in a different way.
So we do have the training studio going at noon and at 6:30. And I think right now Austin has moved that 6:31 up to 5:30 to kind of work with everybody's schedules. Our locker rooms are open. The Goodheart amenities are not available. So your hot tub and your saunas, those are not available, but the locker rooms are completely open. You can shower. You can use your lockers. We do have the doors open from the hallway, so you don't have to touch anything or use your key fob or your key card or anything like that.
All right. Well, it looks like a lot of thought and a lot of care and effort being put into this. Hours of operation is still 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 8 on Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday, 9 to 2 on Sunday.
Correct.
All right. And if folks want to check out the website, DecaturYMCA.org is probably your best place to find out about classes. And are classes just sort of, are they still like on a sign-up basis? Because clearly you got to have some sort of handle on how many people are going to be in there.
You know, we just, it's a first come, first serve. And so far it's been good. We haven't had any complaints where people have not been available to get in or haven't had the space to get in. So I'm checking numbers and everything doing pretty well. And we also have spin classes twice a week, but we can only do 6 of those.
All right. And you bring your own towel and your own water bottle.
That is correct. We're not doing towel service, no coffee service, and bring your own water.
Okay. What do you think, Angela? This is, I heard a very interesting take on this a little bit into this whole pandemic, that this thing was going to be an accelerator, you know, meaning that stuff that would eventually change, it's going to change way faster, right? The whole give you a towel kind of thing. I mean, this may never, ever be the same again. But how big a deal is it? I just bring my own towel. That's not a problem.
You know what? Sometimes I look at this as a blessing where we could go in and revamp things that maybe we wanted to do but didn't know how to do it. And so when I look at it, I think we've become more efficient, and I think we can do better customer service for our members with what we've learned in the past 4 months.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of that will end up being a positive, right? I mean, not that this whole experience has been positive, but the outcomes of some of the efficiency will be a positive benefit for members.
Absolutely. And I think we're seeing that from the feedback that we're getting from the members. We're doing everything by the book, by the state, by, you know, the health department guidelines. And as soon as we get more guidelines, we'll try to add new things, and that's our goal for August, is to add group swim lessons back in and water aerobics. But again, we have to look at how many numbers we can have in certain areas, and so we may not be able to do lap swim and have lessons and have a class all at the same time, but we'll be able to get it in, and we'll get it done safely.
All right. Now, let's say like yoga and those kinds. I ordered my own yoga mat. It's on the way. So I'm getting ready to go. Do you need to bring your own equipment for those types of things?
People do. We do have mats, and we do have a spray machine. It's like a spray, giant spray gun. And so when people are done using the WISE equipment, Don or I will go in and spray everything down and then wipe it off and put it back.
All right. I got the mat, and I got the strap, and I got the block, and then I got the bag to put it in. So I'm like all prepared.
Yep.
I'm ready
to
go.
You are ready.
All right. Angela, we appreciate it. Stay safe, and I think you're going to call in from the road next week, so have fun.
I am. All right. Thank you.
All right. Angela Folk from the YMCA. People getting back to their routines. That's a good thing.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.